Mount Allison has a new mental health and harm reduction educator as of March 15th. Darcy Cormier hails from Maubassin East and is an Acadia University alumnus. She has been a social worker since 2004 with a focus on housing insecurity. In Nova Scotia, where Cormier is from, she worked with organizations such as Direction 180 and was one of the initial coordinators of the Halifax Housing Help Office. She says that this year has been exceptionally stressful for students, and this new job with Mount Allison gives her an opportunity for early intervention with those who are struggling.
But I've been hearing from colleagues and students I've been able to chat with around, you know, that general stress levels this year have been higher, and they haven't been seeing, you know, those sort of peaks and valleys and stress levels that usually happen, right? It usually makes sense that they kind of go up around, you know, heavy exam times and things like those, and then you have some lulls. But the uncertainty this year has really can be seen in students, and especially to having to adjust learning styles to platforms that may not meet everyone's learning style, right? Mm-hmm. And I really feel too for this population in their like first and second year students who have had to deal with like their, you know, and our culture sort of finishing high school has such, you know, it's a huge milestone in our lives and different, you know, some people, you know, it's a huge piece of growing up and it's all been disrupted for them. And now they're kind of starting into this and it's continuing. So I can totally see the fatigue there. So really right now, trying to sort of look and kind of evaluate the activities that were done, the Navigate Mount A students, which are a group of peers that are trained around mental health. They've been doing a lot of online sessions that are peer-led, and as well as the interns we have working out of the Wellness Center. So I'm really connecting with them and other student groups on campus just to try to get a better sense of like what really did work well and what didn't, and trying to reach out and do a scan of what other things have been tried in other areas and bring back that sense of kind of connection and community. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what that's going to look like yet, but because I'm in this sort of information gathering phase, but I really hope that if we are in a situation where online is still going to be the norm, that, you know, that we can kind of develop some strategies or activities that, you know, where people can actually feel a sense of connection. And again, the focus on coping strategies, and coping strategies of managing stress or managing emotional dysregulation or these pieces that come up. I mean, they're important for everyone's mental health, really, right? And so, I mean, it's an important piece of harm reduction work. It's an important piece of mental health work in general.
Cormier also says that the legalization of marijuana has opened the door to discussing harm reduction on campus. She hopes to teach peer support skills so students know how to help their friends struggling with addiction and other mental health issues.
Up until now, there's been a big emphasis on, of course, the two major substances that are used in general in our society and on campuses, which is alcohol and cannabis. And I think the legalization of cannabis within launching their mental health strategy for the school really kind of drove some of that work, right? They really, you know, it necessitated a heavy focus on that. So, and I really love the peer work that's been done. So I don't know, I'm interested to hear from other student groups and students who may you know, around other gaps, what gaps they are seeing regarding general harm reduction and especially too, I think of students who may be using substances or entering school in recovery, right? They're already in recovery when they're starting school. So how can we support them, right? Mm-hmm. Is there some peer work we can do around those students and just, I guess, making sure that the individuals who may be relying on substances to cope feel they have access to information they need to help minimize the risks to their health and their academic participation, but that also that there's people on campus who are respectful and informed and are willing to sit down and help someone make a plan, yeah, where they feel that, you know, they're just not in a place where they can stop, but helping to strategize how they can work things out so it's not going to impact them negatively in the goals that they want to achieve, right? Because those are the key things, is being able to continue to move forward and not stall the progress folks are making in their lives, because that's when people give up and start to fall through the cracks, right? So for me, you know, my goal would be to try to find ways that we can address those cracks.
Students can get in touch with Cormier by email at dacormier@mta.ca.